2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Do you to wit means we make you to know. We make you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. There was a certain grace bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Paul wants to make the Corinthians aware of this. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality. This goes back to, and this chapter is a lot to do with giving. And I suppose it is a very touchy subject, because in the modern times, we have ministries where the minister lives like a king. In fact, in greater luxury than any king of old. They live in houses behind fences, and there are guards at the gates of their neighborhoods. You know, they live in the lap of luxury, while their parishioners are in poverty. You know, and so many times in these prosperity ministries, you think about it, I heard of one, you know, they buy a private jet and they're jetting all over the place, right? For the ministry. You know, I could see a need to travel on behalf of ministry. I suppose even private accommodations, but it does seem a little bit, you know, why are you too good to book a flight or charter a flight? Maybe they were flying so much it seemed cheaper. I don't know. But I know certainly that the lifestyles of many of these people are in the extreme luxurious. Especially when you compare it to the poorest of their parishioners. They're rich, and the people they're over, their flock is poor. It goes back to a passage I remember in Ezekiel when it talks about the sheep and the cattle, and the cattle were fat and the sheep were starved, and the shepherds who devour the sheep, and they grow fat and the sheep grow thin. They do not lead them to pasture, but rather feed themselves off of them. And so I consider it kind of a touchy subject. You know, as I'm going to be teaching Paul, he's asking them for money. Or talking about money. And I honestly, it makes me a little uncomfortable when I read this chapter. Because I think the overabundance of men, you know, using ministry as a means to prosperity it's poisoned the whole topic. As we go into this, I want to remind you that the Apostle Paul did not live in luxury. He didn't really have a home. He was always traveling. You know, the travels of St. Paul in the back of many Bibles, it shows his journeys. You know, he worked with his own hands. But there were things to be done in the ministry which required money. It's not for his own needs, except, well, when he was in prison, he certainly could have used help. And also, you know, on his journeys, he would bring help to others. You know, part of the Christian mission is, you know, when you find someone hungry, that you ought to feed him. And so there were things to be done in the ministry that required cash, more cash than Paul could bring about by his tent making. And when he was in prison, there were other needs. This is before then. And he's telling them how that these Macedonians, in their deep poverty, from their great joy and their deep poverty, the combination of those two things caused an abundance to come forth of their liberality. Liberality here, haplotes, I don't like to go too deeply into the Greek because I don't know much about it. But I guess the adjective means single-minded or not self-seeking. You know, the idea of... I like the word liberality because to me it means, you know, willingness to share, not thinking of yourself. In spite of the fact... Now remember, that doesn't mean that it was a large sum. It just meant it was relatively large. I immediately think of Jesus talking about the widow's mite. You know, where all these men came in, they were casting their money into the box, and the widow just cast in a tiny amount of money. And they said, she has cast in more than all of them. Because relatively to her wealth, it was all she had. And in the New Testament, it talks about giving our all. And I think that's, you know, to me, I think, well, I've got children, I have to take care of them. And I owe it to them. You know, it doesn't mean you give what rightfully you owe to others. Meaning it would be inappropriate to take out a loan, to fail to repay it, and to give the money to the ministry. That would be inappropriate. Or to take food out of the mouth of your children who you owe. And Paul said, if you don't take care of your own, you've denied the faith. So, it's not, you know, I'm going to take from other people and give to these people. You give up what's for yourself, for your own selfish purposes. We need to give all of that. He didn't give that they should starve. But they have, you know, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. And what is beyond that is certainly disposable for whatever purpose. So most of the people I know and love will probably never be rich. Because as soon as money comes, it just vanishes away because they give it to those who need it more. Knowing that they've been given much in the Lord. Verse 3, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.